Hey, it's Michelle here. What if I told you that I had three science-backed secrets that are guaranteed to improve your energy? No more waking up feeling exhausted, no more brain fog, no more procrastinating, no more burnout. I'm talking about powerful habits that will give you an energy edge. No more relying on all that coffee, all that Coke Zero to get you through the day. I'm talking about learning how to create more energy from the inside out. I want to invite you to the Energy Upgrade, the free online masterclass that I'm hosting live on Tuesday, June 4th at 12 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to give you all the insider strategies to harness the power of your gut-brain axis to create more energy from the inside out. I'm going to teach you how I'm able to have the energy to run a law firm, a coaching business, this podcast, pastor a church, and have energy for my family and my home life. I want to teach you all the secrets that I've dialed in around my gut health, nutrition, stress management, the nervous system, and lifestyle habits that are crucial for sustaining high energy and well-being so that we can get stuff done. Let's give you an energy upgrade. Click the link in the show notes to save your seat. It's time to elevate your energy, my friend. I'll see you there. Welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast, the show for ambitious women ready to get off the hot mess express. I know you've got a lot going on. You work so hard. You're raising an incredible family. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. I'm your host, Michelle Grosser. I'm a certified master life coach, attorney, wife, and mom. And years ago, I was right where you are. I was running a busy law practice while raising a family, and I was on the fast track to burnout. I thought I just needed to be more organized or have better routines, but it was learning how to heal and regulate my nervous system that expanded my capacity to gracefully hold more of this big, beautiful life. You too are worthy of an extraordinary life in and beyond motherhood. Learning to be a calm, anchoring presence in your home and at work is going to be your superpower. If you're here to do the inner work that brings a sense of calm amidst the chaos, I'm here to join you on that journey. Each time you press play, your growth continues. So let's get at it. What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast. Michelle Grosser here. Y'all, today on the show, I am going to give you permission to stop trying to be calm all the time. I think this is going to be really freeing. I think you guys are going to have aha moments today. I think this is going to be super helpful. But before we jump into it, I have a quick favor to ask you. If you have enjoyed the show, if you've gotten any value out of the show, if you've learned anything from the show, can you just really quickly double check and make sure that you are actually following the Calm Mom Podcast? You can do so by just going to the show on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen, and make sure that there is a check mark at the top when you click on the Calm Mom Podcast. If not, you'll see a little plus sign with follow. You can go ahead and just click follow. If you listen in Spotify, there's a follow button also on the Calm Mom Podcast. But if you guys could just make sure that you are following the show, this is the way that you can get notifications when new episodes come out, making sure that you're not missing anything. And it's also a great way to help get this show and our message in front of other women just like you. So thank you so much. It should just take a second. I'm so grateful for you guys. All right. So let's jump into today. Today, I want to talk about when we are experiencing some of the more activating sensations and emotions that happen with life, right? Maybe it's anxiety that you're experiencing. Maybe you're feeling really frustrated. Maybe you're feeling really irritable. Maybe you're feeling really angry. I think our patterning and maybe what we think we've been taught has been to try to calm down when we're feeling any of those things. But here's the thing. Not all the tools that you have in your regulation toolbox, not all the tools work all the time. Like when you are experiencing that activating energy, when you're in that sympathetic circuit of your nervous system, you're feeling super anxious, irritated, angry, right? When you're in that fight or flight energy, I don't have to tell you, the last thing your body actually wants to do is be still, right? When you are super anxious, the last thing that your mind wants to do is to try to meditate, right? Or just be calm. Trying to be calm, trying to force calmness on yourself when you're feeling like that is going to drive you crazy, you guys. It's going to be really, really hard. Because what's going on? Your body, when you're in fight or flight, is wired in the sense that it wants to move. I mean, just think of the label fight or flight. It wants to fight or it wants to run, right? Both involve movement. When you are in fight or flight, you do not want to sit still with your thoughts. So when we have all of this activating energy, when we're feeling that anxiety or irritability or edginess, frustration, whatever it is, when we try to resort right to calming down, what we're trying to do when we're trying to calm down, right, is make that uncomfortable feeling go away. Like, it's not comfortable to experience anxiety. It's not comfortable to feel irritable or angry. So when we try to just calm down, make that uncomfortable feeling go away, our efforts to try to calm down can actually become a suppression tactic, right? I don't want to feel any of this anxiety. I don't want to feel this frustration. I don't want to feel this rage. I don't want to process it. I don't want to release it. I just want to take a couple of deep breaths and try to shove it right back down where it came from, right? Make it go away. And guys, I did this for the longest time, and I did it with the best intentions. I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought that when my kids or my work or whatever it was were super triggering for me, where I felt kind of that heat rising up, right? My shoulders, my neck, everything tensing, my blood just kind of boiling. I thought that I just needed to take a step back, take a deep breath, gather myself. But what I realized as I really started to study how the nervous system functions, when I really started to study emotions, is that if I was seeing red, like if I was feeling those really big emotions, the anger, the rage, the anxiety, the frustration, and I just tried to breathe it away, I was actually just trying to suppress the experience of that emotion. And maybe you've heard this saying, you have to feel it to heal it. This is kind of like that. Like what I was doing in trying so hard to calm myself down, I was actually avoiding feeling that emotion, right? I was trying to make it go away. I was suppressing it. But what do we know about suppression, you guys? First, we know that what we resist persists. I'm going to say that again. What we resist persists. What you are resisting will persist. So if I'm always feeling anxious or angry and I do everything I can to resist that feeling, resist that energy, make it go away, here's the thing. Your anxiety, your anger, your irritability, it's not this obedient little pet that's just going to go away if you ignore it. It's actually going to come back stronger. Our emotions are messengers. Our sensations, the things you're feeling in your body, those are messengers. And if you are constantly and consistently ignoring the message, my friend, your brilliant brain is going to get louder and louder and louder until you have no choice but to pay attention. So that's the first thing. What we resist persists. The second thing is that suppressing emotions, guys, that will dysregulate your nervous system. It actually takes a ton of energy. It puts a lot of stress on our body to hold all of that stuff deep down and not let it escape, right? It's like that beach ball being held underwater. Like, sure, you can do it, but you can only do it for a short period of time. Eventually, you know, you get tired, your arms start shaking, the beach ball will pop up out of the water and all that stuff splashes all over everyone, right? And the same is true for your emotions. You might be able to, you know, quote unquote, calm down and suppress and hold in those big emotions under the surface for a little while. But eventually, that pressure cooker is going to blow. So if we're experiencing anxiety, or maybe I should say when we are experiencing anxiety or irritability or edginess or anger or whatever it is, and our pattern has been to just try to quickly resort to calming down, how can I make this go away? How can I stop this? How can I suppress this? How can I shove this back where it came from? What's the better way? Well, if you don't want to suppress, the other option is to release it. And we can only do those two things with our emotions, right? We either recycle it, they start to manifest, they start to come up, and then we push them right back down where they came from, suppression strategies, or instead we can actually release that energy, right? That's actually what our emotions are. Energy in motion, emotions. So the next time that you're feeling super anxious, irritable, angry, frustrated, you know, whatever that sympathetic activating energy is that you're feeling, instead of just trying to quickly, you know, suppress it, calm yourself down, breathe, whatever, make it go away, I want you to try one of these practices we're going to go through. I'm going to go through 5 body-based somatic practices that can really help move anxiety and frustration through your body, right? So I want you to try one of these, allow yourself to let that anxiety, let that anger, whatever it is, release instead of trying to avoid it or suppress it or recycle it. So let's go through these 5 somatic practices. The first one, I talk about this quite a bit. I love it. My clients love it. Shaking. And it's exactly what it sounds like, you guys. Literally just shaking your body out. Get out of your seat. You can put on some music and just shake. Shake out your arms. Shake out your legs. Shake your hips. You can jump around, wiggle, hold your hands above your head, kind of shake them up there. It's called tree shaking. It's just what it sounds like. And what happens when we shake our body is it actually activates our body's natural discharge mechanisms. So when we experience stress, i.e. every single day for most of us, right? Or we experience these strong emotions, our bodies so often hold onto that energy because we don't know how to complete the stress loop. And that leads to tension and that leads to discomfort. So when we are shaking our body, we're intentionally moving in a way that helps to discharge the stored energy. It also activates the nervous system. When we body shake like that, it stimulates our autonomic nervous system, especially that parasympathetic branch. That's the branch that's responsible for modulating our stress response, right? It's responsible for activating our body's rest and digest response. And when we shake also, it's kind of like this rhythmic moving. And when we move like that, it encourages the release, yes, of muscle tension that's built up in response to stress. And that also helps to alleviate some of the physical symptoms that we can experience from anxiety. So if you guys are experiencing a lot of muscle tension, aches, pain, soreness, headaches, especially neck pain, shoulder pain, back pain, things like that can really be alleviated with some regular body shaking. And then the last thing that I love with body shaking too is as we shake, it actually creates this physiological response that mirrors the discharge of stress, right? Mirrors the discharge of emotional energy. So we're shaking. And a lot of times when my clients are shaking, they notice that they start to experience this kind of cathartic release. Like they feel this shift. They feel these pent up emotions that are stored in their body just kind of releasing and moving. They might experience tears coming, right? Or all of this kind of emotion coming up. And it's because that type of movement can facilitate emotional release. And it's also because they're finally getting out of their head and into their body, you guys. All of these practices I give you, they're all somatic. They're all body-based. So they help promote the mind-body connection. And things like body shaking, it helps us to grow. It helps us to foster this awareness of what's going on in our body, right? Our bodily sensations and our bodily signals. So the next time you're feeling really activated, anxious, irritable, frustrated, angry, instead of just quickly trying to calm yourself down, try this instead. Try shaking your body a couple minutes and just see what happens. So that's the first one. The second one is jumping jacks. You guys, we've all done jumping jacks. We know how to do jumping jacks. Maybe you've been scrolling Instagram and you've seen some like fitness influencer or nervous system influencer jumping on a little trampoline, right? Rebounding. Here's what's going on with jumping jacks, rebounding on a little trampoline or any trampoline. It can help release anxiety. It can help release big emotions from our body. Very similar to the shaking, right? That rhythmic movement, facilitating the discharge of your stored tension, stored energy. Jumping and rebounding also has this kind of like repetitive movement, right? It's kind of like this repetitive dynamic movement that activates different systems in our body, right? It activates our muscles, it activates our cardiovascular system. And the activation of those systems can help stimulate blood circulation, bring more oxygen to our brain, right? It's great for lymphatic drainage and flow. All of those things help support our body's natural mechanisms, the ways in which we're naturally wired to release stress and release tension. So I think that can be really helpful too, especially if you're experiencing physical symptoms of anxiety. Maybe you guys have experienced tightness in your chest before. I know for me, when I'm feeling anxious, that's where it lives, in my chest and in my neck and shoulders. So if you're the same way, a lot of times rebounding like this, jumping jacks, really helps me experience a shift and a sense of relaxation and a sense of ease. So that's the second one, super easy. Again, just a couple minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, and you'll notice a difference. The third one is stomping around like you are a toddler, having a toddler temper tantrum. And y'all have probably all seen a young child do this, right? They know intuitively, they know instinctively how to release those big emotions. When they're experiencing what we call a temper tantrum, right? Which is really just all of this sympathetic energy coming forth in them. They know how to release it somatically. Stomping their feet, right? Pounding their fists. All of these different things are physical releases. And we can replicate that as adults if we allow ourselves to. Stomping in particular, just that like forceful striking of the ground with your feet, that generates this powerful kinetic energy through your whole body, right? That physical exertion, the movement of your legs, right? It helps to release muscle tension. It helps to activate your body's natural stress response. It helps to promote a sense of release and relief. And stomping, just like I was talking about with the shaking, it also is great at bringing forth emotions in kind of this visceral, embodied way. So when you are forcefully stomping around, you can go outside in your backyard and do this. You can go in your garage. You can go in your driveway. You can do it inside if you can. But man, just a couple minutes of just forcefully stomping the ground, for a lot of people, that can be such a great outlet for pent-up emotions, things like anger, frustration, anxiety, and allowing that to be released from the body. Stomping too, you guys, just making that contact with the ground can have really powerful grounding and anchoring effects. So it makes you feel more connected to your body. It makes you feel more connected to the present moment, right? It even gives you, for a lot of people, it gives you this sense of empowerment and agency. It's this feeling that you're like actively engaged with your physical environment, and all of that will promote a release of tension and help you regain a sense of control. And then what number am I at now? 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth one, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, it's one of my favorites, wall pushes. Wall pushes, you're feeling so frustrated, so angry, right? So annoyed, so activated. Find a wall and, you know, squat down a little bit, lean forward and push all your energy as hard as you can into that wall. Wall pushes, that exertion of force against that solid surface. One, it engages so many major muscle groups, right? We were talking about it. If you feel anxiety, if you feel anger in your arms, your shoulders, your chest, your core, that exertion, that pushing, it gives an outlet for all of that pent up energy, all of that pent up tension, and allows it to release, right? All of that built up stress, all of that built up anxiety will release through the movement of wall pushing. Similar to the stomping, wall pushing is really great for grounding, right? Pushing against a stable surface creates a sense of grounding, a sense of stability. It'll help you feel more anchored in your body. It'll help you feel more connected with the present, especially if you're someone with anxiety who tends to get caught up in their head, overthinking, ruminating, looping thoughts. Wall pushing can help reduce that feeling of dissociation or disorientation or overwhelm that's associated oftentimes with anxiety, and bring you back into your body, bring you back into the present. Because here's the thing, when you are pushing against a wall as hard as you can, you guys, that requires, what does it require? It requires concentration. It requires focus. Same thing with lifting weights, right? It requires concentration. It requires focus. So it can help divert attention away from the ruminating and the looping thoughts and the spiral, right? All of those worries going on in your head, it can help divert your attention away from that and redirect your attention to what? Your body, right? The physical task at hand. And just that shift out of your head into your body, out of your head into your body, just that shift in focus can help interrupt the cycles of rumination and really reduce the intensity of the feelings, right? And the intensity of the anger, the anxiety, all of it. And then the last thing, and this is also a favorite of mine, are heel drops. If you've worked with me inside of Restore, if you've worked with me one-on-one, you know that when I move you through a somatic practice of release, so often we include heel drops. Heel drops are also what they sound like. Stand up, bring yourself up to your tiptoes, and then bam, just drop your heels, drop yourself down to the floor. And do that 5 times. Do that 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And notice the difference in your body, in your nervous system. You'll notice the shift. And it's for a lot of the same reasons, right? Heel drops like that, deliberately shifting your weight, right? Deliberately shifting your focus downward through your heels onto the floor, onto a solid surface. It's grounding. And that grounding effect really helps us to feel more centered, connected to the earth, right? Promotes a sense of stability, which brings calmness to the body. And then all of these practices, including the heel drops, they increase the focus, your focus on the sensations in your body. So with heel drops in particular, you're focusing on the sensation of your heels, right? Contacting the ground, the movement of lifting your body up onto your toes, dropping your body, and it encourages greater body awareness, right? It allows you to tune into your physical sensations, become more attuned to what's going on in your body. All of those things help to regulate the nervous system and really help you promote a sense of embodiment. And then just like the shaking, just like the jumping, these types of movements like the heel drops are also that kind of repetitive movement. So the repetitive nature of up on your toes, dropping hard down onto your heels, right? That creates this rhythm, this rhythmic pattern of movement. And that can also have a calming effect on your nervous system. It stimulates that parasympathetic nervous system we talked about earlier, promotes relaxation, reduces physiological arousal, and everything that's associated with a lot of that activating energy, the anxiety, the anger, the edginess. So these are 5. What I want you guys to try to do is play around with these, right? The next time that you start to notice yourself feeling anxious, starting to feel really activated, annoyed, you know that you're starting to feel triggered, right? The anger's starting to rise up, but you haven't just lost it and popped off yet. Try one of these. Rather than immediately trying to just walk into the next room and calm yourself down, rather than trying to immediately suppress, right? Rather than trying to put all of your energy into forcing calmness, which will not work, I encourage you instead to follow the lead of your body. And when you are in fight or flight and you're feeling anxious or angry or irritated, what is your body going to want to do? It's going to want to move. It's going to want to express. It's going to want to release. It's going to want to shake and jump and stomp. So introducing a calming practice at that time isn't what you need. Follow your body's lead. Let it move. Let it release. Let it stomp and kick and jump and shake. Then once you've noticed a shift after a few minutes, then is a beautiful time to introduce a calming practice, right? Whatever you notice helps bring safety back into your nervous system. Maybe it is some deep breathing. Maybe it's some havening, right? You cross your arms in front of you and just kind of giving yourself a hug and squeezing up and down your arms from your elbows to your shoulder. Maybe it's just some gentle swaying. Maybe just something that brings that safety back to your system, that calm back to your system. But do that after you've allowed yourself to release all of that energy. After you've discharged, after you've released, then bring in a pleasure practice. Then bring in a calming practice for a couple of minutes. And you're going to find now that it's a lot easier to bring yourself to regulation, right? To bring your body, bring your mind into presence, into calmness. You're not forcing it now, right? Your body will just naturally get there. Because remember, having a quote unquote regulated nervous system, you guys, is not about being calm all the time, right? It's not about forcing calmness. It's not about being calm always under every circumstance. So release that. Having a regulated nervous system is about being able to feel and experience the full range of human emotion, right? The ups and the downs, but being able to bring yourself back to presence, right? It's being resilient in the face of life. It's having the capacity to hold what comes your way, but knowing how to feel those things, experience those things, release those things, and come back to baseline. All right. I believe this was helpful. If you are someone that you're really resonating with this and you know that you have struggled with anxiety, anger, dysregulation, right? And you're looking for help, you're in the right place. Like, keep listening to the podcast. If you're wanting more support, I would love to help you. I want to teach you how to do this. I want to teach you how to regulate your particular nervous system, right? I want to go in depth with you on all of this stuff. I want to help you find the root. Why are you so dysregulated to begin with, right? Maybe you've tried the Band-Aid fixes. Maybe you've tried, you know, all the quick fixes. Maybe you're just like, none of that has worked. I've tried traditional talk therapy for 10 years. I'm not making much progress. I'm ready to get into my body. I'm ready to get to the root of this. And if that's you, there's a link in the show notes. You guys can book a free 30-minute Zoom call with me. No strings attached. I want to just hear about what you're going through. And then we can talk about ways that I might be able to help you. And we can explore whether one-on-one coaching or Restore or something else might be a good fit for you. Because, my friend, you don't have to figure this out on your own, right? There's support. There's guidance. You don't have to feel this way. You don't have to live this way. You are meant for more. And I'm here for it. All right. I love you guys so much. Have a great day. I'll catch you soon.
If you love Mommy's Podcast, leave a review.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would be so awesome if you could take a moment to subscribe and rate the podcast. And if you have just a few more seconds to leave a quick review, they really help to get this podcast out to other moms like you. I read every last review, and trust me, when it's late at night or early in the morning before my kids get up and I'm working on bringing you all of this content, your reviews are what keep me going. Leaving a review is truly the best way you can thank me. And of course, DM me on Instagram. I love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to another episode. Head over to the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at michellegrosser.com, where you'll find free resources and more ways to connect with me. If you love the show, share it with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.